Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a fantasy recording. Now, it will help immensely if you've done one of my inductions before, because being empty and obedient for a fantasy just makes it so much better. Let's begin. Now, we begin in a forest, a lovely green forest, a forest well known to you that you've been many times before. And you're walking on the path, feeling almost empty and obedient just by walking. But suddenly, there's a whoosh going past your face, and as you stop and turn around to see what it is, vines grab your ankles, and two more vines grab your wrists, and before you're able to resist, you're pulled up high into the air, floating between the trees suspended by the vines. Now, of course, this is uncomfortable, and the vines know this somehow, they seem to know very well. Two more vines support you underneath your arms, and a few more wrap around your thighs, and soon you're suspended in the air comfortably, yet tightly. The vines are immensely strong and you can barely move, pulled up high into the air, suspended against your will, and yet you don't exactly feel afraid. In fact, there's a part of you that feels incredibly excited by this idea, being trapped, being taken. And you're wondering what's going to happen. You're wondering where this will lead. Maybe you know and maybe you don't. That's the fun of a fantasy. You feel the vines vividly around your ankles, around your thighs. You feel it around your wrists and just below your armpits. You feel them around your chest and around your waist. They suspend you, they grab you, they take you. And you're at their mercy. As you feel the vines around your whole body, you start to feel how your clothes are being ripped off. One by one, the vines systematically rip all your clothes off, and you feel the fabric tearing over your skin. It feels harsh, it feels good, it feels intense. And soon you are naked, suspended in the air, high above ground. If you'd fall, it hurts. But while hanging here, you're safe, just at their mercy. You can't see anyone, you can't see any creature that would command them, that would tell them what to do. You don't hear a voice, you only hear the rustle of the leaves, you only hear the noise of creaking vines suspending you in the air, and all you can smell is just a fresh scent of the woods and your own arousal. You can't help yourself but suspended like this, being at their mercy, has you aroused. You can't stop yourself as you want them to intrude, as you want them to take you, because you are at their mercy, aren't you? You have no choice but to do exactly as they force upon you. You are at their mercy as you feel the first vine slowly entering you. You're at their mercy as you feel the vine exploringly sliding inside your depth. And it doesn't move. Not yet. It's just there to feel how you respond, to feel you twitch as it penetrates you, to feel you twitch as it slides inside of you. You don't have a choice. You're completely at their mercy. You're completely powerless. And suddenly you feel the vine starting to thrust. You feel the vine starting to move in and out of you. You feel it taking you. You feel it forcing its way inside of you again and again and again. and you can't help yourself but moan. You can't help yourself but enjoy being taken by nature's embrace. You can't help but wanting more. And even in the vines, you feel your body moving. You feel your hips meeting the thrusts. You feel your arms and legs moving towards them rather than away. You definitely do not want to run. You want to hang there, powerless, full, so horny, so aroused, so in need of a good filling. And that's exactly what you get. You feel how the vines take you, how they force you, how whenever you're almost too tired to move, they force your legs even further onto the vine. They feel so, so good. You feel them wrapped around your thighs, wrapped around your lower legs and ankles, wrapped around your arms and waist, and you even feel your breast squeezed by the vines as the final vine is deep inside of you. You feel how hard and sliding in and out. You feel it taking you, forcing you, going beyond your limits. And you don't remember how long you've been hanging here. You know how long, and yet you don't. There is no time here. There is no place here but the things inside you, the things around you. Nature's embrace is all you can think about. Nature is taking you, completely dominating you. And you feel it. You feel and match every thrust. You feel and match every force pushed upon you. You let it happen. You crave it more. By now you're just a willing slut hanging between those trees. You're moaning for more, craving more, begging for more. Every moan is a beg. Every sound is a question for more. Every little breath escaping from your body makes sound as you can't resist the thrusts, as you can't resist the temptation, as you can't resist hanging there suspended in the air, being taken, fucked by nature in every position possible. The vines move you, change your legs, change your arms into the place they want. You are their slave, you are their toy, and you are completely fucked by those large vines. Feeling every thrust deep inside of you, every thrust so deep, and you can't help yourself, can you? You can't help but want more, can't you? You want them to take you even harder. You want them to force you so much that you become a drooling slut of desire. And it's happening stronger, stronger, deeper and stronger. You feel them forcing you. You feel them fucking you, every thrust followed by another. You feel how every thrust is harder, faster, and it feels so good. It feels so good. And you can't help yourself. You can't help but become just a slut to desire. Just a complete slave to every thrust. And your body is suspended, your body is controlled. Your pussy is on fire. Your body is craving the release of orgasm. You crave the release. And you know that that is exactly what the vines want. The vines need your energy. They need your release. They need your arousal. You feel them almost glow as they thrust inside of you again and again and again. You are their toy, their slut, their victim, and you love it. And they thrust faster and faster and faster, and you're right there at the edge, right there at the edge of an immense orgasm. And do you think you're ready for it? Do you think you're ready to feel them forcing you over the edge? Do you think you're ready to feel them deep and triggering your release? Now come and feel yourself release on those vines. Feel yourself release so deeply, so deeply. And you're lowered to the ground while still coming. You're lowered to the ground and left there, like the toy that you are. And you just lay there on the ground, still quivering with the afterglow of orgasm. You still feel your pussy twitching with desire. And you feel so good. It is a naughty little fantasy. What a wild little fantasy. Now wake, and I hope you enjoyed that.